get it, get it.
So be my light and be my guide. Be my way. Be my way. Oh, my love. Come lay. My soul says yes.
Wordt gehoord zijn tijd om voor zijn komst bereid.
Jackie McCullough.
And say, I want Jesus. We have come in Jesus' name.
We have come to present to you Jesus Christ. Are you here tonight? Do you want Jesus? Do you want the light of the world? Do you want the
direction. How many of you want creativity? How many of you want God?
It is possible to be in the church and never know the voice of Jesus. Many people ask preachers and pastors, how do I know that Jesus talks to me? Even people who have been saved for many years say that, I have never heard Jesus say anything to me. Well, the Bible said, my sheep know my voice, and a stranger they will not follow. I want you to be encouraged, because God likes to talk. He wants to say something to you. You do not serve a mute God. You do not serve a God who sits in the heavens, crosses his legs, and acts indifferently towards you. He wants to be involved in every area of your life. He speaks through his word. That's the safest place. He speaks to you from Genesis to Revelation. He talks to you about your home, your attitude, about your relationship, about your future, about your goal, about your destiny, about your children, about your love, even about your faults. So don't tell me that God doesn't speak. The Bible said that he holds the world by the power of his mouth. The Bible says that in the beginning, he said, let there be, and there was. Oh yes, he's a talking God. Come on and tell somebody, he's a talking God. He's a talking God. But sometimes you have to make yourselves available. And the more he talks, you shall listen. And the more you obey him, is the more you'll get to know him. So you know him by what he says. And if he says something that doesn't correspond, or if you think he's saying something that doesn't agree with the Bible, you know that's not God. But if he says it and you can find it in the word, you can say, that's it, that's it, that's it, that's God, that's God. And when he says it, I'll do it, I'll do it, I'll do it. And you do it and you become out a winner. And then he says it tomorrow and you do it and you go a little higher. And he says it on a Thursday and you do it and you go a little higher. And he says it on a Friday and you do it and you go a little higher. After a while, you can say, I know the voice of Jesus. I hear him when he calls. I believe God is calling somebody tonight. I think you ought to clean out your ears and get ready for God to speak to you. In the name of Jesus, I command you to hear what thus saith the Lord. And he that hath an ear, hallelujah, let him hear, let him hear, let him hear what the Lord has to say. I know the voice of Jesus.
In his name,
in his name. I don't care what comes, nothing can separate. Paul said, who can separate me from the love of God? Not even death can separate me. He said, behold, I show you a mystery. We shall not all sleep, but we shall all be changed. Because we are connected. Tell somebody, I'm connected.
I'm connected.
I'm connected. I'm connected.
Oh, yeah. I said, the earth is the Lord and the fullness thereof. We'll be right back.
Hou dat ruw, hou rozenkruis met het bloed van Gods zoon straalt een licht.